you've taken some pretty hard shots in this campaign year, and you've proven, if nothing else, that Peter Kinder can take a punch and come back strong.
Yeah, the voters in Missouri have shown once again that they're pretty discriminating folks. I mean, when you have a 19-point Romney win or something in that neighborhood, Claire McCaskill wins re-election, Jay Nixon wins re-election, Peter Kinder wins re-election, and it looks like we'll have Secretary of State Shane Scholer in the treasurer race too close to call, and big Republican majorities in the legislature. The voters are highly discriminating, and I think they saw about $3 million of negative ads thrown at me, and they shrugged their shoulders and said, those are not the issues we're focused on. We're focused on jobs and the economy in Missouri. We're focused on supporting a right-to-life candidate like Kinder. We're focused on supporting a candidate like Kinder who fights for the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding gun owners, and we're not focused about on some of these trivial matters.
You have made fighting against Obamacare one of the big highlights of your second term, at least. He now has won re-election, it looks like, according to the national figures that we are seeing. You can going to continue to oppose the Affordable Care Act as it now stands?
Oh, yes, I will. And in that position, I line up with 71% of Missourians who also oppose Obamacare. And I actually think we're going to be witness to something very interesting here, Bob. Obamacare is not going to work. Obamacare is collapsing in on itself like a Death Star. They have not been the department charged with implementing Obamacare has been missing their own deadlines for implementing it, and the whole thing is going to come crashing down over the next 2 to 3 years. And I know the president who implemented it apparently has been reelected, but he now has to live with this tar baby that he brought to the American people, and I continue to count myself in the ranks of opposition.
What do you think the state should do if Affordable Care Act does collapse in upon itself? The state has some flesh in this. What do you think the state of Missouri should do to be ready for that?
Well, I think the state of Missouri should continue to say no to setting up a health care exchange. The voters tonight passed Prop E, said no exchange should be set up in Missouri, no Obamacare health care exchange should be created in Missouri without a vote of the people or a vote of the legislature. So the voters have now twice in a little over 2 years rendered unambiguous supermajority judgments on this issue. I don't know how that verdict could be any clearer. We'll have to see how it unfolds at the national level, but the verdict of Missourians is overwhelmingly, we want no part of it.
Where do you hope to take the lieutenant governor's office in the next 4 years? You've had 8 years of experience. Where do you want to go in the next four with it?
I want to continue to try to move Missouri forward, to advocate, as I have, for seniors, for veterans, to work on economic development and jobs issues, and to work with Governor Nixon wherever I can. Bob, 4 years ago, the day after the election, I called him and offered him my help, especially in confronting large Republican majorities in the legislature. With one exception, Bob, that November 2008 conversation is the last substantive conversation I've had with him in 4 years. He did not want my help. He has a Lone Ranger strategy, and for a while it works for him, so we'll see. But the ball's in his court. I make that offer again tonight.
Do you want to be his successor?
Huh?
You want to be his successor?
It's way too early to talk about 4 years from now. I'm looking forward to getting a good night's sleep, Bob.